President Bush is still a few days away from the start of his second term, but he's wasted no time promoting an ambitious agenda. Mr. Bush has been traveling the country since his election victory, pushing major changes to Social Security, the federal tax code, as well as tort reform. As NPR's Don Gagne reports, the list of domestic initiatives may not stop there.
President Bush won in November with the slimmest percentage margin of any reelected president ever. But as is his style, he has cast that as a mandate from voters, as, quote, political capital that he intends to spend.
There is a feeling that the people have spoken and embraced your point of view, and that's what I intend to tell the Congress, that I made it clear what I intend to do as the president. Now let's work together. And the people made it clear what they wanted. Now let's work together.
Social Security, taxes, and tort reform were talked about in the campaign, but they were hardly the mainline issues Mr. Bush ran and won on. Nonetheless, the president is claiming a mandate to proceed with his entire platform, including these domestic issues that have long been on the wish list of conservatives in the U.S.
There's some talk in conservative circles about this is sort of the New Deal for conservatism.
David Brady is a political scientist and deputy director of the Hoover Institution at Stanford University.
The idea is among conservatives that for too long the government's taken care of too many needs for individuals, and it's sort of sapped our industriousness, our ability as a free people to get things done. So take Social Security as an example. The idea is for people to invest on their own, take responsibility for their own retirement, et cetera, and not have that continually be part of the government.
To that end, the president, the vice president, and other administration officials have been out making speeches and holding town hall meetings, painting a very grim picture of what happens if Social Security isn't fixed. They cite figures showing that by 2018, there won't be enough active workers to support the retirees at current tax rates. And they point to the year 2042, when the surplus that's been built up in a trust fund will be gone, though other studies say that situation won't arise until after the year 2050. Here's the president at a recent event in Washington talking to a young worker who expressed worry about the system.
If you're 20 years old and in your mid-20s and you're beginning to work, I want you to think about a Social Security system that will be flat bust, bankrupt, unless the United States Congress has got the willingness to act now.
The president's critics say such language is not only misleading, an effort to create crisis where there is none, but that the president is just plain wrong. They note that even when the trust fund is no more, the system will still be collecting enough in new taxes to meet 75% of its obligations. So they argue we don't need something drastic like the private accounts that Mr. Bush is calling for. Despite his early lobbying on the issue, the president has so far not provided any specifics of his proposal, nor has he said how he plans to cover the transition costs that would arise if young workers divert a portion of what they now pay into the system into private accounts. Estimates of these costs have reached $2 trillion. Then there's the issue of tort reform, also a long-standing goal of conservatives, in which the president is directly taking on trial lawyers, a group known for its support of Democrats. The president wants to cap non-economic damages in medical lawsuits at $250,000, and he wants to make it harder for people to file class action lawsuits. Again, Mr. Bush is using the language of crisis, saying such cases are clogging courts, driving doctors out of business. Again, his critics say he is overstating the case. None of the president's second-term agenda will happen without help from Congress, and there are no guarantees there, even with a Congress controlled by Republicans. Stanford's David Brady notes that members have to think about their next election, even if the president does not.
Republicans in the House know they've been burned on Social Security before, as that's an issue that Democrats can demagogue and say they don't care about elderly, et cetera. If that happens, you'd see the Republicans beginning to back off and the president not being able to get any of it through. They're not going to go down with him because he's not running again.
Another potential complication comes from Iraq. If things there remain difficult, it will certainly be harder for the president to focus either Congress or the country on the issues he wants to emphasize. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.